Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Loving patriots across the American redoubt inside the free zones where we are broadcasting from live. And we are broadcasting to all of you out there as a message of hope and encouragement. Hopefully we can inspire you and shed the light of truth on some of the issues and let you know, remind you that you are not alone, especially in the American redoubt. You're definitely in the majority. You can take comfort in that. And for the rest of you outside the wire in occupied territory, well, you can be encouraged too, knowing that you're not forgotten and you are not alone as well. You know, if you took all of the patriots, all the real, true, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots that are cut from the same cloth as the founders and that want to hold to that traditional American heritage, you could form an entirely, you could fill up a small country with that, but you're spread out. So it feels like you're alone because in some cases you're isolated, but you'd be surprised at how many are on your left and your right, but you're in oppressed areas where you basically have to keep your head down and keep your mouth quiet, closed because, well, you just don't want to get, you're tired of getting pummeled because you are in heavily occupied territory. Well, you're in our thoughts and you're in our prayers. This segment is brought to you by Works LLC. Works Holsters. Go to WERKZ.com for all of your concealed carry needs outside the waistband, inside the waistband. Holsters made here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Thank you guys for supporting us. Well, this last weekend, if you didn't catch Radio Free Redoubt, the Sunday night podcast last week where we aired some of that, there was a lot brought to light. It was so encouraging. At the Colville Ag Center at the fairgrounds last Saturday, 1 week ago today, we were at that event or getting ready to set up for that event. It was a huge success. People that are concerned about land rights, parental rights, self-defense rights, and recognize there's a fundamental difference between the values and the morals of those on the other side of the mountains versus those on this side of the mountains, and they're tired of being oppressed by somebody who is on the polar opposite end of the spectrum and being forced to comply with really tyrannous laws and rules. So I'm going to talk about that today. It was just a huge success. It's so encouraging, the energy from that is just, you can feel it. You can sense it. I asked how many, if there was an official head count, they said that they set out 350 chairs. And as those of you who were there know, there was basically standing room only. There were some empty chairs, but there was many more people standing. And so at least 350 people in attendance. It was great. And also, we were able to meet up with somebody from Jefferson State, the state of Jefferson, Northern California, the southern counties in Oregon, all of that, which was so close to becoming a state called Jefferson. And then World War II happened, and Congress was—they were distracted from that. There was more pressing issues, of course, and so Jefferson State never happened. Well, that revived effort has been—they've been working on that for about 5 years, and it was really great talking to those guys. We did a short interview with them, and we're going to make that available on our YouTube page just as soon as I get that video edited, and we'll embed that at Radio Free Redoubt. along with several other things, I've got some new video editing software. Thank you to a patriot that I've been working with that said, let's start, you know, getting this video stuff up to the next level. Of course, I have a whole long list of AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, Emergency Communications Network, training videos that have kind of been on hold because of the inadequate video editing software, but that's all changed now. So I'm really looking forward to this. This spring is very exciting. I'm working with some AMRON operators to really get some good training videos out, but we're going to be covering these political events much more, especially now that Liberty State is really building momentum. We are going to continue pushing that momentum. So besides the presentation that was a Representative Matt Shea's presentation, that video is almost completely done. I'm just waiting for the slides from the slide presentation to also drop in there as well. But in the meantime, I'm going to work on the Jefferson State interview, the exit interview after that rally, and to get their take. We're not alone. There's a lot of this going on. People are frustrated with being – there's major pushback. People are encouraged, and they're pushing back against this leftist agenda. Now, there is a Facebook page. It's a closed Facebook page. It's open only for those who are supportive and that are really helping to contribute in a positive way to making Liberty State take off. It's called Join the Movement for the 51st State. It's a Facebook page. Well, there was quite a little storm that kicked up over that whole thing. I want to talk about that briefly. Apparently, prior to the event, there are some agitators that are opposed to any mention of religious freedom or religious influence, any moral influence coming from a biblical perspective makes these people's heads just spin right off their shoulders. So a bunch of them infiltrated all within like a 24 to 48 hour period, and they started really needling, started pushing the homosexual. Where do you guys stand on the homosexual issue? Well, there's individuals that are members of this. I don't even know how many members. Individual people are stating their personal viewpoints about homosexual marriage, about legalized marijuana, about a whole host of other laws, which is just basically the bait that these guys set out there. So now they're, you know, oh, you guys want to ban homosexual marriage, you religious zealots, you tyrants, and I can't support this if you don't support legalized marijuana. Me neither. Oh, I'm out of here. Oh, I'm going to campaign against you guys. I can't believe you claim to be calling yourselves liberty, but you're talking about taking liberty from others. And what they're doing is they're undermining the Liberty State effort because of individual personal viewpoints that people expressed, not an official viewpoint. And this is why I really pressed last week that there is no laws being determined at this point. Anybody who says, though, this or that will be a law, they're basically conveying to you their wish list of what that individual person would like to see if liberty became a state. The truth is what we are fighting for, and I'm going to reemphasize this, I'm reiterating, we are fighting for the right for us to rule ourselves, to choose our own laws instead of having the laws from Olympia pressed upon us, which are in conflict with our ideals on this side of the state. Once we become a state, then we will begin choosing which laws we want to have to be governed under. So these guys are already trying to undermine this because, well, on many of these things, the overwhelming majority of the people on this side of the state are opposed to things like homosexual marriage. And that is what scares them. I'm going to talk about that today. And briefly, I'm going to have to just really fly and go through this. But what happened was there was something posted on that Facebook page. Oh, by the way, it became very evident very quickly that these folks were in. This was a setup. This is a coordinated effort to undermine the movement for the 51st state and especially attack any type of association with Christian values. And the administrators quickly recognized what was happening and they cleaned house. Because the naysayers, the agitators, they were what they were spreading was just caustic. It became a toxic environment, like in hours. And it just, there was so much chaos and so much, arguing and just derailing from the real issue. And that's the right for us to be able to rule ourselves as opposed to being ruled by Olympia and Seattle, that people were arguing over these little micro issues before we're even a state yet. And of course, this was deliberate. So good on the administrators over there for just cleaning house. I mean, they went through with a front end loader and cleared it out. Of course, now they're all pouting, how badly they were treated by being kicked out and so on and so forth. But they did the right thing. It was just becoming toxic. Everything, there was so much stability and so much unity. And of course, that's specifically what they aimed to disrupt, was that unity. But what happened was, right after the event, someone posted what they said was a flyer that was a handout to them. And it was basically meeting notes from the local land rights group up there that sponsored the event. And they had made 10 copies of these notes for their members who had missed the previous meeting. In these notes was individual personal views on what they would like to see as far as laws go. And among those were doing away with legalized so-called homosexual marriage, and then doing away with legalized marijuana. These are not official policies. These are just things that they had discussed in their meeting. Well, somebody grabbed this and thought this was a handout, an official 51st state, Liberty State handout. So they took pictures of this and uploaded it to the page, which created a whole nother storm. People arguing about homosexual marriage and legalized marijuana, among other things. Okay, so that was not official. The official handouts, the flyers, we thought didn't make it. What happened was, I have a copy of one of the original flyers that were printed out, and I'm going to read it to you for clarification. It's actually very nicely done. We're going to put up a posting on Radio Free Redoubt, and we're going to link to our Facebook page, and we're also going to link to the 51st State Liberty State page so people can see what the real flyer looked like. The individual who delivered them didn't say anything to the organizers. They dropped it off at the John Birch Society booth and said, hey, can you, I got to run. Can you pass these out? So 100 of them were passed out for 350 people. The organizers were unaware that the flyers had made it, and they were apologizing, saying our flyers never made it, while this other meeting notes were represented as the official flyer. So it says, Liberty State, the solution to the issues facing Eastern Washington. Polls show over 73% of the people in Eastern Washington support Liberty State. Do you? And then there's a beautiful picture of the state flag that was voted on in the poll. And by the way, the state seal is almost there. There's only like 20 votes left. Please go to patriotpolls.org and vote on your state seal you would like to see there. It's beautiful. The one that was up on the podium was just beautiful. So on the front page, it says, the solution is well within our grasp with this effort. Recognize the opportunity for what it is while it is being provided for all of us, this opportunity. Opportunities like this only come once in a lifetime. Seize this opportunity and help us push it through. Every elected official should back this effort since over 73% of the people demand it. Okay, and then the next page is beginning at 2:30 with the Knot Bumpers local bluegrass band. The event starts off at 3, Pledge of Allegiance, no problems there. Of course, the naysayers didn't want to mention that it was a black pastor, patriot, Matthew Cummings, who opened the event in prayer. Of course, just opening in prayer makes a lot of these people's heads just explode. But some of the comments are saying, you racist KKK, the people behind this movement are, it was sickening. how the tactics, really Saul Alinsky type of tactics, to try to derail Liberty State. They don't want this to happen, and there's a reason. So anyway, Matthew Cummings is really great. I met him last year at an event, and he was raised under communism. He was a student of Bill Ayers, and his testimony is amazing. He knows what communism looks like. He knows their tactics. He's like, you guys need to fight no matter what they call you, no matter what they say, no matter what they accuse you of. You've got to dig in, because communism, these people are using communist tactics. He's right. And he's got a church in Kettle Falls. Great man. So let's see. The program continues. Nice picture of Representative Matt Shea. Question and answer session. Dessert auction. Okay. And then so that's basically the event schedule. Now, on the back cover, I will read to you what it says. Being part, it is a nice picture of Liberty State, the line drawn down the ridge line of the Cascades, with Liberty over on the east side. Nice picture of that. Being part of what Liberty State is all about, well, they got a bulleted list here. Restoration of our property rights, no GMA, water and land development rights, no Hearst decision, uninfringed Second Amendment. No water banking, localized representative government, removal of unnecessary agencies, Christian values, no property taxes, upholding the Constitution, and deregulation on businesses. Now that part right there, Christian values, is what's making these guys go ballistic. What do you mean by Christian values? What does that mean exactly? So there's... join the conversation, spread the word, buy a Liberty State flag, plant your flag in a visible location, and then help us all to make it a reality. Follow us on Facebook, Liberty State 51, and participate through our website, which I want you to encourage you guys to go to, libertystate.org. It's real simple. Bookmark it. Check it back frequently. It's a new baby infancy stage website. It's growing. It's growing up, taking its first steps, and... that's going to mature very quickly, so keep checking back on that. LibertyState.org. This is a critical component with it that's taking place inside the American Redoubt. Is the reason why people are we need to support this, because North Idaho, the Panhandle of Idaho, that's the number one destination of patriots that are strategically relocating, and it is getting overcrowded. We need some space for overflow for patriots to want. Nobody wants to move to Washington right now. And you can't blame them. I've heard of people saying if Liberty State fails, they're moving to North Idaho. No, wrong answer. We need to make sure Liberty State succeeds. The strength in this already very conservative region. All right, so that's next. LibertyState.org. Okay, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, there's some Marines that are upset. United States Marine Corps. Members and former members are cranked up about the misuse of Semper Fi in a recent piece that just came out at the Statesman Examiner. We'll talk about that in just a moment. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Don't go away.
Hey everyone, this is Glenn Tate. You're listening to Radio Free Redoubt and John Jacob Schmidt. His name is my name too.
Number 7. Strive constantly for spiritual growth. We as individuals can push the world along toward mankind's highest destiny if each of us will make the welfare of his fellow man his first concern, and if each of us will apply the principles of God's truth to our political and economic affairs.
Do you ever wonder how we got to this point in America, when we can hardly recognize it anymore? I'll tell you how. We've handed the children over to a communist agenda, and shame on you, the generation before mine and the one before that, for your apathy. Don't believe it's an agenda? Vladimir Lenin, the patriarch of Soviet communism, said, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted." Well, we're seeing the fruit that those seeds have turned into. We're watching the communist agenda unfold in our society and in our public schools and in our institutions of higher indoctrination. Someone a little smarter introduced this concept first, however. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's from Proverbs 22, verse 6. What seeds are you allowing to be planted? Are they godly seeds, or the atheistic, poisonous seeds Lenin spoke of? Bob Holliday said it best by posing this rhetorical question. What Jewish family in the Bible would have sent their kids off to Rome to be educated? Well, that's exactly what some of you are doing. Just think it over. There are alternatives, you know. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Welcome back from the break. This is segment two here at Radio Free Redoubt. This segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites, riverfrontsuites.com, to learn more about this beautiful little place on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. If you need a weekend to get away, that's the place for you, riverfrontsuites.com. All right, now, in this last few minutes, I want to talk about as much as I can cram in here. There's some Marines that are really upset. This guy writes an article. I could not believe the Statesman Examiner out of Colville, Washington, is actually, they ran a front page piece, really well done, accurate. They accurately quoted Representative Matt Shea. Good overall coverage, front page, good on them. But then it was brought to my attention something that's not on there. I cannot find it on their online edition. But this gigantuous two-page piece, page 5 and 6, some listeners sent this in to me, took some pictures of this article about this guy just ripping on Liberty State, basically saying, you know, bigotry is not liberty to me, is basically what he's saying. So I'm going through this article. Unbelievable they gave him this much space just to spew some of this stuff. But I want to hit some high points here. He says, I do have an issue. I am admittedly almost universally against organized religion. I have no issue with Christianity, but it's not adding up here. I do have an issue with saying you are tired of having ideology shoved down your throat, which we are, only to turn around and say your solution to that problem is to create a state that is governed by a debatable ideology that's acceptable to you because you agree with it, and as such, shove said ideology down everyone else's throat. Hypocrisy bothers me, so naturally, this movement now bothers me. It's the Christian influence that bothers you. This is an Antichrist spirit. So I pressed on the issue of gay marriage. Yes, in the 51st State Facebook page, you pressed because you were there to pick a fight. Personally, I think government should have no role in marriage at all, but since they do, and as such offer rewards to married couples, I feel that gay couples should be afforded the same rights and privileges that straight couples get. So basically, he's turned into a homosexual rights champion. And that's what this issue is really all about. So now we're going to be shoving our ideals down their throats when actually what we were trying to do is return to what it was before it got perverted. And you know what? There are plenty of places to go if that's the kind of laws you want to live under. But the overwhelming majority, 73 to 80% of the people who are opposed to homosexual marriage, they're the ones that are having this rammed down their throats. So what do you do when two ideologies that are incompatible and in conflict with one another collide? Well, the majority, the demographics, should be able to rule for themselves. Instead of being ruled by those with completely polar opposite moral ideologies on the opposite end of the spectrum. So he says, even though I told myself I was going to remain objective, well, he says, I'm not going to. But this is what's interesting. He's against it. He said, I would recommend that people intend on seeing this happen, get comfortable with the compounds they undoubtedly occupy now. Interesting he used the words compounds, We're occupying compounds on this side of the state when this is what he says. If for some reason, he says, I am not going to vote to trade one version of extremism for another. So his version of extremism is Christian values. So this is a continuation of this mindset of taking what was the mainstream and making it now it's extreme. And what used to be extreme is now mainstream. But listen to this. If for some reason you are successful in your bid, I want to let every single gay person and gay couple know that you are welcome on my land. There is 20 acres just north of Noisy Waters, I'm not sure where that is, that welcomes you. If the religious zealots that are proposing this religion based on a religion-based state of quote-unquote liberty come to annex my land as theirs, that is where we can stand together and remind them of the principle of liberty where what it was enacted for, to defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, semper fi, to the oath. To which oath? The oath to uphold and defend the Constitution? This is so they're saying these Christians occupying compounds in Eastern Washington. Now he's talking about developing a homosexual zealot compound that they're going to fight off the Christians from. But this just amazing. This mentality just blows me away, because while they're, I guess, hold up, they create their compound. Their homosexual compound, this guy's calling for people to come to his property so that they can fight off the Christians. Well, guess what? While you're up there, topping off magazines and building bunkers, we're going to be riding our Harleys and skiing down the slopes and camping and hunting. And our flower shop owners and bakers and other businesses aren't going to have to worry about being persecuted for their faith and having charges brought against them. Because of their, they won't have to worry about facing religious persecution, and we'll be able to rule ourselves. Oh man, unbelievable, isn't it? Hey, we're all in this together, guys. Know that you are in the majority. Stay strong. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at radiofreeredoubt.com. God bless. Have a great weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too.